Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
We'll be right back. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome all of you from all parts of the country to the OPT Network. This Friday morning, y'all, it's the weekend. Can you believe it? Parents that started school on Monday, your kids started school on Monday. Well, we made it through the week. And then there are other parents, DC, that started this morning. The school buses are rolling back up on the grind. I tell you what, you know, we always remind you about those school zones when school is in session. And this morning, you just really, really know summer is over. School buses are rolling. Please slow down. Be careful. You know, it seems like when you're in a hurry, there's nothing worse than getting behind a school bus. But if you do get behind a bus, be patient and just slow down, because it puts everybody's safety in jeopardy when you don't slow down. Please slow down through those school zones. You know what? There were cops out on the highway this morning making sure, especially on the highway, that the traffic slows for those school buses and those school zones. So please make sure that you stay engaged, stay on point, and make sure that you remember that the magic hour is 9 o'clock. You know, that's when those crossing zones are safe and caution lights are turned off. So be careful. You know, as I talk about back to school, DC, we can't help but to talk about high school football. It's about to kick off already, and we got a little taste last night. We were at some scrimmages, and it's just so exciting if you love high school football. It's in the air, and hopefully fall will usher itself in very soon so that the temperatures will drop and it'll feel more like football season. But this is a time that people just really get excited about. You love to go out there and just watch the kids compete and just have good camaraderie, good fellowship with people that you have known from years and years past that go out and support high school football. We want to make sure that we support our kids. And, you know, yesterday at the scrimmage last night, we didn't get in until kind of late because we stayed and watched most of the kids play. A couple of the parents were just talking about their kids, and I was just sort of listening into the conversation about how they're really telling their kids what they're gifted in and trying to hone their gifts, even in high school and junior high school. And that's where it starts. And as we're talking about back to school and we're talking about sports, you know, as I was just kind of a bystander, if you will, to the conversation, you know, this is what we talk about all the time. And I thought, you know, it would be a great opportunity to share with parents, DC, that, you know, what we have to speak into our kids' lives, we have to tell them who they are, whose they are, and what their gifts are, and what they're good at, and we've got to help them to cultivate that. And let me tell you something, moms and dads, if we're not speaking into our kids' lives, there will be other people that will do that, and people that will not speak those things that we want to go down into their little psyches and into their spirits. And so as we're starting back to school, for many, today is the first day. A lot of people have started Monday and even before. You know, this is an opportunity, as we're just getting kicked off, to tell our kids who they are and what they're gifted at, what they're good at, and not only tell them, but support them in that. And it was never more apparent at this year's Summer Olympics, where you see all the young people that are competing and that are making the sacrifice for greatness. And it's never too early to start. And if you got an opportunity to sit with your kids, again, that word possibility, DC, it speaks to possibility. And anything is possible. The champion lies within each of our kids, but we have got to be better stewards of helping them to cultivate it, because they don't have any idea. You know, if some kids are lucky, a coach will tell them, oh, you're gifted, you're talented. But as parents, we've got to get more involved, and not only just in what our kids are gifted and talented at, but get involved in the academic aspects of learning and making sure that we teach our kids to become academians and we promote the best academic life in our homes and in our communities, that we're creating smarter kids that will go out into college and into the world and be ready to compete, that we instill in our kids, and DC and I talk about this all the time, a work ethic. It's got to start early. And you know what? It's never too early to start. It's Friday. It feels good. And that's just a word as you're traveling in, if you're driving in with your kids, if you're sitting at your office. It's just something to think about. You know what? Knowledge is power. The more information we have, the more powerful we are. And every single day, we want to speak to possibility because we know that greatness lies in each and every one of us. Y'all, it's Friday. We made it through. It feels good. We hope that your Friday morning is off to a great start. It's August the 17th, a lot of kids' first day, and it's 7:41 a.m. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll let you know what this morning's conversation is going to be about. It's going to make you feel great. Stay with us. We're going to be back on the other side of this break.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 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 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Never on Sunday, Monday's too soon. Tuesday and Wednesday just won't do. Sugar.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for 60 years. The right financial path. If you're looking for that right path financially, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. State Farm agent Rosa Fields. Get to a better state with Rosa Fields and her team serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of this community and serving our community with state-of-the-art technology. Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary, HD for life, plus everything you can think about, every channel, every special. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. At McDonald's of Pineville. Just want to remind you that if your community, your organization has something that you want the OPT listeners and network to know about, you can reach us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. And we just like to remind you every single morning that that is the way to connect with Team OPT. Either our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, zip it up with 71302, or simply phone us the number 318-445-5658, or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, this Friday morning, we're really, really excited about this morning's show. We're going to be talking to a lady that you may or may not know. And sometimes it's good when you don't know people because you get to know their stories and you get to know what other people in the world are doing. Her name is Crystal McCrary, and you may have seen her on CNN, The Today Show, Good Morning America. She's been all over the national media. She's a TV producer, DC, an award-winning filmmaker, and she's an author, and she has written a book called Inspiration, and it profiles 30 black women changing our world. And it is an incredible book. It is beautiful, and it just really speaks to some of the women in the world that have given back in such extraordinary ways. And we look forward to hearing Crystal's story as well. And for me, when I read the book and read the stories as well as her story, again, I want the word possibility to be indelibly planted in every person's mind that listens to this show, DC, because possibility is something that if you grasp a hold of it, and if you believe that anything is possible, and if you're willing to put the work in, if you're willing to invest in yourself, anything is possible. And the thing that we want you to ponder this morning is self-investment. Are you investing in you, or are you simply continually, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, investing in something that is not going to nourish and cultivate who God is calling you to be? And that's why I love, love, love this book, Inspiration, because it inspires you through others' stories. And that's how we grow. You know, every single morning that we talk about, whether it's grand's creations, those wonderful tea cakes, or if it's a Fortune 500 company, you know, those stories inspire us. And when we find those stories, we want to tell those stories so that you can be inspired. But inspiration has to be bigger than that. You can't just get inspired for the 30 or 40 minutes of listening to someone's story. Something has to burn deep in your belly, DC, to make you want to get to work. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been on your job. It doesn't matter how many years you have missed. Just seeing other people do it always speaks to possibility for me. Anytime I see someone living their dream, it encourages me. It motivates me to want to get better, to want to work a little bit harder, to dream a little bit bigger. And so that's what these shows are about, dreaming bigger, wanting to do more. And every time we're in the grocery store, or I'm in the beauty salon, or wherever I'm at, even the doctor's office, someone comes up to us and says, you know what, the show inspires us. But it's got to do more than that. It's got to make you want to get to work. You know, it's got to make you want to create a roadmap so that you can get those things that are in you out. Because as long as they stay in, the world will never be privy to what you have, whether it's a great cake or tea cakes or it's great business savvy. And that's why I love to talk to people like Crystal McCrary, because she's doing the thing. You know, she's not just talking about it. She is being about it. And so this Friday morning, we want to encourage you, stop talking about it and be about it. And remember, encourage yourself. And the other day when we were talking, I challenged everybody that would to just write a little sticky note that says, don't quit. Don't quit. And so I want that theme to stay in your mind. Don't quit. Sometimes you can get right at the top of the hill and you just don't know how you're going to make those extra steps to get there. Well, if you don't quit, I absolutely promise you on the other side, there's victory. There's power. There's that dream that you believed that would happen happening. But you know what? It's work to get there. Anything worth having, my mother always said, is worth working for. You know, you gotta work. If it were easy, everybody would be living their dream. And so this morning we're talking about inspiration. I promise you, it is going to be an amazing conversation. Stay with us. You're on Point, everybody. We'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, you know in the last segment I was talking about an incredible woman. Well, let me introduce you to Crystal McCrary. She's an award-winning film, TV producer, and author. Crystal McCrary began her career practicing entertainment law, specializing in theater production, publishing contracts and director's agreements with New York City firm of Paul Weiss and so many others. And writing and producing, and since that time, she has written for several magazines. She's published two New York Times best-selling novels, and she produced an original programming for TV and film. She is the current author of Inspiration, Profiles of Black Women Changing Our World. We welcome Crystal to the OPT Network. Crystal, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. How you all doing?
We are doing absolutely amazing on this Friday morning and feeling more inspired than I can say. I first want to talk about you changing careers because that really spoke to me. Every single day, Crystal, we talk about people doing what they love and finding their gift. You were practicing law, and then what happened?
Well, I was practicing entertainment law, and I was representing a lot of writers. And I knew that I always wanted to write, but I really didn't know how I could become a writer and make it a career. You know, I went and did the safe thing, as we all frequently mm-hmm. will do, and nothing's wrong with that. You know, you need to have, you need to have that first plan where, you know, you can get your bills paid, right? You can pay your student loans. You can have health insurance. But at the same time, it was really frustrating to me because I was representing writers and playwrights and directors, and every day kind of watching their dreams come true. And I knew I had writings at home in drawers that I was just sitting there not doing anything with them. Mm-hmm. And one day I started reading this book called The Artist's Way, and it talked about this thing called shadow artisting, which essentially is people who really want to have a creative career themselves, mm-hmm. but instead they're married to someone doing something creative, or they're representing people who do creative things. And, you know, I said, if this isn't a sign for me, I'm here representing all these other artists, which is, you know, certainly a need.
Right.
But I had a passion that I was not acting upon, and it was really very, it's kind of depressing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, I'm gonna, I'm gonna take that leap. You know, I'd saved up a lot of money, or at least enough to, you know, spend some time getting this first novel that I wrote, Home Court Advantage, done. And I left my job and was fortunate enough to actually sell my first book. This was, you know, a number of years ago now, but I took that leap. And there, you know, certainly have been challenges. There have, you know, been books that I've written that haven't gotten published. There have been books I've pitched that have not been sold.
Mm-hmm.
But it absolutely has been worth it because I have been able to actually live my dream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we talk about that, Crystal, every single day. And I want you to talk about how you go from security to living your dream, because every person that does that has a story that will help the next person to get out of the boat. What was that defining moment for you when you said, I'm getting out of the boat?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, it took so much. It takes a lot of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage, and that's what I've tried to operate on in my life. And it also takes execution.
Mm.
You know, there are a lot of folks that want to take a certain path, and maybe they'll speak about it, or they'll, you know, dream about it, which is certainly a part of it. You know, you speak into truth what you want to happen.
Absolutely.
But then you have to execute upon it, right? You have to execute upon it. And, you know, with this latest book, Inspiration, that I've written, Profiles of Black Women Changing Our World, that was one of the goals in writing it, is to, you know, I think you and I were talking about it beforehand, but it was really about a roadmap of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to show that there's a roadmap for young women and young men out there, but particularly, I've got to be honest with you, particularly our young ladies, because I think in so many ways, our daughters are having a bit of a crisis of identity, because there are not enough positive role models that we see in the media, right? I mean, we know we've traditionally, as Black Americans, we've certainly had our villages that have helped to raise us, but there's been a breakdown in that. And some of the women that I profile really talk about that village that has helped to raise them, you know, like a Susan Taylor, who used to be the editor-in-chief of Essence, or even Marion Wright Edelman, who maybe many people don't know her name, but she's the chairwoman of the Children's Defense Fund,
right?
One of the greatest education advocates this country has ever seen. You know, or people like Whoopi Goldberg, who is in the book, who was, as a young child, I mean, she had dyslexia, but that was never allowed to hold her back. Her mother, her community, never allowed that to define her. And then young women who are, you know, in the public eye that maybe our daughters and nieces and granddaughters know about, like a Raven Simone or a Kiki Palmer. But these are young women who, yet you may see them in media. You may see Venus Williams on television or doing endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
But these are young women who have followed a roadmap with strategy as young ladies, right? They have not compromised their integrity. They may have had, again, challenges.
No doubt.
We all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they have stayed the course and executed. And all these women pretty much are women of faith that I've profiled.
And you know, I wanted to say that because throughout every story, and there are 30 women that are profiled in Inspiration, throughout everybody's story, that was the common thread that almost each of them spoke about, was their faith. And before you and I started talking this morning, I was telling you when we connected that I try to talk about the word possibility every day so that it will hopefully create a burning in people's bellies about what is possible. And then when we look at, and that's why I think, Crystal, that this book is so critical, because it tells their stories. And nobody starts where you see them. You don't, you know, when you see Venus during a fortnight at Wimbledon, she didn't start there.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
A whole lot of hard work.
Right. And so in choosing these women, what went into those 30 women that you ultimately chose?
Well, first of all, I definitely wanted to have multi-generational women in inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my youngest is Kiki Palmer, who we know her from Aquila and the Bee. My most mature is Ruby Dee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the great legend, Dairy Ruby Dee, who will be 90 this October.
Wow.
I know, isn't and still, I mean, she's working on a play now called The Galloping Grannies.
And she still looks amazing.
Oh, she's extraordinary, and she's a gem, mm-hmm. and she has a wealth of knowledge to share, and that's another thing that our young women need to hear. We need to hear our oral histories, which mm-hmm. become our written histories, which help define us, and again, as you spoke about so passionately, help to define what the possibilities are for all of us and expand mm-hmm. on the possibility. Because mm-hmm. that's the thing about possibility. Possibility mm. is infinitely expansive.
Oh,
right?
I love that. Infinitely expansive. I'm going to use that. I love that. And you know what else I love about the book, Crystal? I love that I got a chance to meet women that I didn't know about, like Dr. Patricia Bath. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to introduce other people, our listeners, to Dr. Patricia Bath and the extraordinary work that she is doing. Stay on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
The smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided, you're the one I have decided who's one of my kind. Hey, so sister.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we are joined by an incredible woman and enjoying an incredible conversation. Crystal McCrary is the author of Inspiration, Profiles of Black Women Changing Our World. And it's Inspiration is a celebration of 30 extraordinary Black women who are changing our world. And these women are trailblazers in their respective fields. And it goes from the White House to the courts of Wimbledon, from Hollywood to the stage of the Metropolitan Opera and beyond. Crystal, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
You know,
thank you for having me.
I wanted to introduce our listeners to Dr. Bath, but before we do that, you said something so important at the top of the show about our young girls and the message that we're sending. And I think that that's so critical. And at that moment when you said that, I thought about Gabrielle Douglas. And
yeah.
I thought about the millions of people who shared in her moment, a moment that is defined in history. It's indelibly scripted in American history. And we came back as a culture. I don't even know what to call it. And we stained that moment. What is that about?
You know, it's interesting. I, of course, was riveted watching Gabby Douglas along with my son, 12-year-old son,
uh-huh.
and 10-year-old daughter, every night as well, you know, just proud. And
mm-hmm.
it's interesting, you know, all the vicious comments that came out following her, you know, sort of rise to global attention surrounding her hair. I found it really interesting because, you know, just thinking about my household and sort of the group around me, nobody was talking about her hair.
Mm-mm.
And then you start to see things pop up in the social media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm hearing stuff about it. And, you know, what I realized is that speaks more about those folks than it does Gabrielle Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling you that, you know, the Louise Hay quote that I love, what you think of me is none of my business.
Right.
It's more reflective of vibrations coming off of you. And yes, there is a self-hatred on some level within our culture that is, you know, a whole show in of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing, and this speaks to how people succeed or don't succeed in life. Gabrielle Douglas is out there competing at the highest level in the world
mm-hmm.
in gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
handling her business,
mm-hmm.
living her dream,
right.
living her possibilities.
Yes.
And I'd like to think that the folks that chose to focus on something as superficial as her hair, that we know as Black women has greater meaning than
mm-hmm.
simply hair. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a political context to it. There's a historical context to it. There's a sense of what is beautiful and what is not beautiful, particularly in America, that is associated with Black women's hair. But what I loved is she was a champion and courageous
mm-hmm.
and triumphant and gorgeous throughout of it. And to me, I just looked at the people that did choose to focus on that is really very small and close-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the winner.
Absolutely.
she's the winner.
In every way, in every
anyone
way.
Anyone who wanted to focus on that, that was really their problem, sad, shame on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, particularly for those of us who have daughters and even sons,
mm-hmm.
and how they select, you know, who they date or how they body image and
mm-hmm.
physical image. I mean, we have enough issues
mm-hmm.
with magazines re-altering how young girls look, making them slimmer
mm-hmm.
than they really are, changing their hair, and just America's obsession with physical perfection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough.
Absolutely.
Enough of that. Let the young girls be the young girls. Let the young, you know, gorgeous Gabrielle Douglas enjoy her victory, which I think she did quite well.
I mean, and let's
beautiful.
And let's find our beauty within. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
that's right.
And that's what I found within the book Inspiration. I found so much beauty within every beautiful woman that was profiled. And Dr. Patricia Bath was one of those people that I had not known about. She's an ophthalmologist, and she's just an incredible human being. Talk about a little bit about her story, Crystal.
Well, one of the things that Dr. Patricia Bath, the box, if you will, one of the many boxes that I checked in ultimately deciding to profile her was she had a seriousness of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She has an intent, and a serious intent. And what I mean by that is she had goals and objectives that in some way, shape, or form were rooted in creativity, in bettering the world and contributing to the world in some way that was going to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I looked for in all of the women, and I wanted it to be in a wide array of professions. And, of course, you know, Dr. Bath's resume, you know, reads, it's just extensive. But, you know, so a few of the highlights, of course, yes, she is an ophthalmologist, but she's also the co-creator of the American Institute for the Prevention of Blindness. She's the holder of 5 patents, one of them being that she's the creator of the laser cataract removal surgery.
Who knew?
And in her spare time, she travels around to third world countries and performs free surgeries for people who, you know, can't afford them, for families that can't afford them, giving them their vision back. And that's a seriousness of purpose.
That is a seriousness of purpose. It is. And, you know, I love that, a seriousness of purpose that we should all have. Now, I want to move over to Whoopi Goldberg because her story was absolutely incredible. And she's one of those women that is so okay with who she is. And let me tell you how, what an inspiration that her story was for me as a parent. When she talked about her mom just letting her be who she was,
yeah,
and letting her know that that was okay. And I said to our listeners the other day, as school is about to start, you know, as parents, we want to tell our kids who they are, what they're gifted in doing. But for me, I know as a mom, I want so much more from my son. But when I read that, Crystal, it made me say that his personality is okay. He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to talk about what it was like being with such an iconic woman that's just been so much to Hollywood, been so much to America, really.
Well, yes, you know, it is true that Whoopi Goldberg, who has reached a point in her life, her personal life, and in her career where she's okay with who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But let me, you know, again, remind everybody that that was a journey.
That's right.
For her. And she didn't, you know, the journey of one coming to, security,
mm-hmm.
positive self-esteem, a sense of clarity, you know, peace of mind. That is a journey, and it's a work in progress and probably continues for one's entire life. But if you can have a sense of clarity, which I think where Whoopi Goldberg has finally arrived, and it's probably been there for some time, but it was rooted, I must say, in her foundation, which for those of us out there who are fortunate enough to be brought up in homes, you know, whether it's by our being raised by our mothers, grandmothers, aunts, whoever, I mean, families, you know, the families of how we're raised,
mm-hmm.
Are wide and varied. In the case of Whoopi Goldberg, she was raised by her mother, and it was her mother and her brother. And one of the things that she said as a child that really resonated with me, and I think it will with a lot of other folks, is that her mother told her she never had to be anybody who she wasn't.
I loved that.
And her mother said that in the face of Whoopi by some other folks, in their community at times, looking at Whoopi as being, you know, other than
right.
the quote-unquote norm.
That's right.
Whatever the quote-unquote norm is supposed to be.
Right.
Even when, you know, they didn't call it dyslexia at the time, Whoopi said, but even when she was having difficulty learning to read and people wanted to label her slow, her mother never allowed her to be labeled slow.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother allowed her to be uniquely her. And what Whoopi has done with that, being fortified
mm-hmm.
in that manner by her mother, it allowed her, as she became a performer, launching onto Broadway at a very young age, doing her one-woman show directed mm-hmm. by Mike Nichols. The four women, I don't know how many people in your listening audience saw Whoopi's original one-woman show on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
but she was four different women. You know, it was a one-woman show. She played four completely different types of women, all of them unique in their own right. And I believe in that the way she was raised and encouraged
mm-hmm.
to always be herself and celebrate herself is what contributed to her success and continues to. She loves being an original. She's
mm-hmm.
like, I don't want to be like somebody else. I want to be like Whoopi Goldberg. You know, she's like, Shakespeare wasn't originally.
Right.
You know.
right.
She goes and names the folks that were originals, and that has served her extremely well in her illustrious
mm-hmm.
career, from, you know, Oscar winner, Golden Globe
mm-hmm.
winner, now The View
right.
host,
right.
co-host.
And still being who she is, not
Absolutely.
Trying to be who she isn't. Let me get a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Hey, Crystal, do you have...
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avalz Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late-night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl and me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't even have even imagined.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, what an incredible conversation we're having with Crystal McCrary. The book is Profiles of Black Women Changing Our World. And there are 30 incredible women. Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States. It goes on and on and on with incredible women. But the next incredible woman that I want to talk about, Crystal, is Deborah Martin Chase. We know that Sparkle has been much anticipated, and she is the catalyst for making that happen. Let's talk about that.
Yes, Deborah Martin Chase is just absolutely extraordinary. A lot of people don't know her name. I'm fortunate enough to call her a friend, as well as actually a collaborator. We're making actually my first novel, Home Court Advantage, into a movie together. And also the producer of the film Sparkle,
right,
which actually opens today. But Deborah's just phenomenal on many levels. I mean, one, she's incredibly whip smart.
and she's beautiful. And she's beautiful.
And she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous inside and out. And she's someone who, you know, she was a lawyer herself,
mm-hmm.
you know, went to Harvard Law School, left, decided she very specifically wanted to become a producer. And she was one of those people who we hear about always needing to be prepared for when opportunity comes. And she's living proof of that the opportunities that have come past or come to her.
Uh-huh.
She realized from a very young age that they may only come by one time, and she better take advantage of them. And each of her opportunities you can kind of look at as a stair step.
Mm-hmm.
From when she became Frank Price's personal assistant, who was the head of Columbia.
I love that story.
Connecting her. Yeah, he ended up connecting her with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up running Denzel Washington's production company, Monday Lane, which led her to producing some fantastic movies, but then led to the partnership of Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston
mm-hmm.
when they did Preacher's Wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went and ran Whitney Houston's production company, Brown House Productions, for many years, which made the film Cinderella, which
mm-hmm.
what did we have in Cinderella?
Mm-hmm.
But Brandy, after beautiful,
right.
you know, Brandy playing Cinderella. You know, how many times had our daughters seen Cinderella
Never.
Look like that?
Never.
And then she ended up, then Deborah ended up being the first African-American woman to get a major studio deal, and that was with Disney,
mm-hmm.
which she still has. And she went, you know, she produced The Cheetah Girls.
Mm-hmm.
She gave Shonda Rhimes her first job, by the way, who's the creator of Grey's Anatomy.
And who is in this book and who is in Inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, who's in Inspiration and is continuing the great goal that we have of getting wonderfully positive, sophisticated, complex,
mm-hmm.
and real images of us out there.
Right.
But Deborah then, you know, went on. She did Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants,
mm-hmm.
that series. She did Princess Diaries. And now, after working tirelessly for 12 years, Sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me,
a labor of love for her.
And tell me how
coming out.
Tell me how she's processing Sparkle after the death of Whitney Houston, Crystal.
You know, it's tough. It's absolutely tough. You know, I will share with you. I don't think Deborah would mind, but you know, not only did she and Whitney work together, but you know, Whitney was, as she calls her, you know, Whitney was her sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Sparkle is Whitney Houston's last film, of course, and her first film that she had done in over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And Deborah was with Whitney every single day in Detroit while they were filming
mm-hmm.
Sparkle. And, you know, I was actually with Deborah the night that, you know, we all heard the
mm-hmm.
tragic news about Whitney's passing. And as you can imagine, it was, you know, it was a raw, challenging evening and, you know, the next several months and will continue to be because, you know, Whitney's passing is such a loss
mm-hmm.
for all of us. But she spoke about Whitney's joy in shooting Sparkle. She spoke about Whitney coming to set every day ready, prepared, and clean, and ready to work. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she said something to me really interesting. She said that, you know, she worked on many films with Whitney as a producer, Whitney in front of the camera,
right.
behind the camera. But she said that, you know, Whitney said prior to, you know, getting into shooting Sparkle, she said to her, Whitney, you know, you have always been a star. She said, but this film, this is where you truly become an actor.
Mm.
Right? And I, you know, was fortunate enough to go to the New York City premiere
mm-hmm.
of Sparkle, and I got to tell you, there are some astounding performances in there. Whitney Houston includes, she's perfect as Mama. I don't
mm-hmm.
know, for those of you out there who have heard who saw the original Sparkle, Whitney is amazing as Mama. You know, she does this rendition of Their Eyes Are on the Sparrow
mm-hmm.
that brings the house
mm-hmm.
down. You will not walk out of that theater. Lots of laughs, lots of love, but there's some tears.
Right.
You know, and then other surprises in the movie, like Mike Epps. You know, the comedian
mm-hmm.
Mike Epps, who you know, delivers. It was funny. I was tweeting last night because, you know, you get the word out about your friend's project. We all want to support each
other. People probably know him, Crystal, as Day-Day.
right. That's right. Well, I got to tell you something. He delivered a really complex, riveting performance as the character Satin.
Uh-huh.
And he's like a real leading man in this. And
uh-huh.
you see the, you know, it's funny, I think, that he's referred to himself as underrated. Well, not after this.
Not after this. Huh?
And a breakout role for Jordan Sparks,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's just
American,
you know,
Idol.
Captures the, yes,
mm-hmm.
captures the innocence
mm-hmm.
of the youngest sister in the group, Sparkle. It's just a fabulous movie, and you know, I encourage everybody to go out. It's for young men, young mm-hmm. women. You take your mother, take your daughter, take your son.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic a film that the entire family would enjoy, or a great, you know, date film, or go with your girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, absolutely.
But it's, you know, again, as I said, you know, it's a labor of love that Deborah Martin Chase, as a producer, again, we talked about the journey,
mm-hmm.
not just arriving. Deborah worked on producing Sparkle for 12 years.
Wow.
12 years she worked on it, because originally, you know, Aaliyah, the late...
Right.
Aaliyah was
singer.
Supposed to be
mm-hmm.
in the film, and she passed away.
And it was kind of scratched after she died because they were looking at her.
Yeah, it kind of went, mm-hmm. it went way, way on the back burner, and they had the green light. And, you know, in Hollywood, you get a green light, it's a huge cue. I mean, uh-huh. for particularly a studio giving you a green light, it could take a while to get that green light again. And 12 years later, they you know, Deborah, by her pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's done through Stage 6 and Sony, which, of course, I don't know if you all are familiar with Devon Franklin, one of our brothers out
uh-huh.
there who just married Megan Good, but he's the senior VP over at Sony, and
wow.
Stage 6 is under that umbrella. So, you know, a real fantastic family that put Sparkle together, and I felt that Deborah, again, embodied the women of inspiration
right.
Behind the scenes. Making sure that, you know, for her, she, of course, wants positive images of young girls of every
right,
race.
Right, right.
And, you know, at the same time, yeah, I'm sorry, go on.
You know what I want to say about Deborah Martin Chase, as well as the 29 other women that are profiled in Inspiration, is that we see the glamour shots because there are beautiful images, Crystal, in the book. It is absolutely beautiful
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
Beautifully done, and we get an insight into all of these women's lives, but I don't want to get it twisted, because we see the finished and the refined them, but they're giving
right.
each of us a glimpse into their story. Patti LaBelle had an incredible story. Every woman, Mary J. Blige is in the book. And Gail King, they all had stories. And Gail said, and I love what she said. She said, you know what? I didn't have a hard luck story. And that's okay, too. But
that's okay.
And that's okay. But to every person that will reach the pinnacle of what we call greatness, and that is whatever it is for each individual person, there is a journey. And I just want to end with this, because I loved Gail before, but I love her even more after reading her story, because what I saw and what I've always seen about Gail is that she has, Crystal, and I said this to you during the break, she has what I call a servant's heart. She has served in Oprah's visions and Oprah's dreams in the background many times, and recently in the foreground. And then she poured water on that. Whatever she, it seems, just, and I'm just on the outside looking in, but this is my perception. And then God made her dreams come true. But this is what she had to say, and this is what you wrote in the book. And I want every woman, especially listening, to take note. She said, "It saddens me when women think there's not enough to go around, because there's more than enough." She said, "It's a big old pie, y'all. I believe
yeah.
that when you're good at what you do, it only makes me better." She said, "I don't feel lesser than or not as good as. Your success, your happiness lifts me up, which is something a lot of women haven't learned. They're thinking." She
mm-hmm.
says, "Well, let me knock her out of the way. She's encroaching on my territory." In other words, she's saying, instead of us pulling each other up, we're saying, "Let me knock her out, because she's encroaching. She's in my space," mm-hmm. as opposed mm-hmm. to bringing her in, because she'll make us all look good. I was so moved by that. That encompasses what I try to share, what we try to share, the message that we try to resonate around the world for all of those people that will just grab a hold of that.
Yeah, you know, I love, that's so interesting that you gravitated to that quote from Gayle King as well. That's one of my favorite quotes as well, one of my favorite sentiments as well. And Gayle truly does embody that, the sentiment that she expressed. I mean, it's more than a sentiment, but it's really how she has approached her life, how mm-hmm. she lived her life. And, you know, one of the reasons, I mean, there are many facets to Gayle, but you're right, she did not have a hard luck story, which, as you say, that's okay. Everybody hasn't had a hard luck story, which I think is part of what has allowed her to really approach life
mm-hmm.
with she's approached life from a place of wonderment
mm-hmm.
and kindness
and servitude.
She had a close relationship with her mom, mm-hmm. a close relationship with her dad, with her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They traveled the world at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she lived in Turkey for a while. I mean, it was really a very loving and supportive environment, which when she and Oprah met as young women in their career, Gayle approached it, I'd like to say she approached her friendship with Oprah and with other women, but particularly with Oprah, because that's the one that, you know, we so famously know about. And they
right.
truly are best friends. But she didn't approach it from a place of competitiveness.
Right.
She approached it from the biblical sense of friendship,
mm-hmm.
A place which is not jealous.
Right.
Which is not trying to tear down. It comes from a place of unconditional love and supportiveness. And that, and they've been able to share and rely on one another, not worried about the other trying to pull each other down, but they've watched each other soar and
mm-hmm.
have supported one another soar. And when they have stumbled, they've also been there to build the other back up. And I think it's been such a healthy
mm-hmm.
Relationship and friendship and a model of when we all as women think about what it is that we would like to have as in our friendships with our girlfriends, which are so important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can have healthy relationships with men if you don't know how to have healthy relationships with women.
That's absolutely,
you know,
right.
And that includes not trying to tear each other down. And you're right. We do as women need to hear that. We can't be trying to tear each other down. We can't be trying to take other women's men.
Isn't that the truth? And but Crystal, what do we do?
We can't be trying to put our eyes on other women's men.
And listen, and that goes back to this, right? If you really know how to be a sister and you really have that love in your heart, you wouldn't do that. And it goes back to
this.
That's
right.
It goes back to trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you trust yourself, you know that you're not going to want your sister's man.
Right.
But you got to trust something in you. And this is a conversation, Crystal, that I know that will continue, because it's not just for Black women, it's for all women. We've got to come together in oneness to begin to catapult each other. And I use this paradigm because I was a cheerleader, as many girls were. And people
mm-hmm.
can get this. All women are cheerleaders, whether you wore the short skirt or not. We're all cheering someone on, whether it's our kids, our husbands, our friends. We're all cheering someone on. But when you're a cheerleader, what you do when you build a pyramid, somebody's got to be on the top. But it takes
right.
the totality of the group to catapult that
That's
one
right.
person
mm-hmm.
to the top.
You have to have a solid foundation.
You have to have a solid foundation. And when we reach back, when one makes it to the top, then we reach back and we pull the other one up, and we've got to stop this insanity, because that's what it is. It's insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting to get something different. It's never going to happen. This is a book, Crystal, that I hope that every person will pick up, not just women, because this speaks to history. These women just, in my view, they just happen to be African-American women, but they are women of the world that will encourage every woman of every ethnic group It is an amazing book, and you are an amazing woman.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much. And I thank you and I support you and appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate you shining the light on these issues and this subject matter just across the board. And I'm so grateful that you had me on to discuss inspiration and share a few of these women's extraordinary stories. And as we started the conversation, I hope that you know, whoever's been listening today, that they have been able to pick up, you know, a sense of possibility, you know, that roadmap of possibility.
Absolutely.
It's there.
Absolutely. And so tell everybody how they can connect with you and how they can get the book.
Well, first of all, the name of the book is Inspiration, Profiles of Black Women Changing Our World. You can follow me on Twitter at Crystal McCrary. You can go to my website, crystalmccraryanthony.com. But the book, I mean, you can get it in bookstores. You can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's lots of different places. It's, you know, in many, you know, African-American-owned bookstores in the country, which I always say go support the independent bookstores that are out there.
Absolutely.
Hugh Mann bookstores from Harlem, which it did close, but it still has an online presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just amazing bookstores. Esalen out in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
So it's everywhere. It's absolutely
it's everywhere.
And let me spell your last name, because people are saying, what in the world? It's McCrary. It's McCrary, Crystal McCrary. Crystal, before you got to go, tell me what is the single, if there is one, the single most important thing that you took away from all of these 30 women collectively? I know, that's big, huh? That's big. I know that's big. I know.
But if it had to be one thing, it's the necessity of faith.
Mm.
Ooh,
excellent. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
The necessity of faith.
Gotta have faith. And you know what?
Yeah.
We encourage every single woman to celebrate themselves, to give themselves a hand, to be inspired by not only Crystal McCrary, because Crystal, you're one of those amazing women too. You couldn't put yourself in the book, but I'm gonna do it for you. It is an amazing book. You have an amazing story, but you have chronicled 30 amazing stories. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official
Absolutely.
OPT network.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Such a blessing. And you all have a glorious weekend with your families.
We will. Stand by for me, Crystal. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. You're on the OPT network. We'll be back right after this.
One sad tear left in me. All I really want is to see the whole world stand up tonight. Yeah, we're celebrating life. It don't matter who you are. Yeah, if you've been working hard. Bravo, oh, oh. Bravo, oh, oh. Bravo, oh, oh. Come on, clap for yourself. Bravo, oh, oh. Bravo, oh, oh. Bravo, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. There ain't a wrong time or a wrong place to flaunt. If you feel good, then go on and show it all. They can say what they want now. Just let them try. I don't listen to them, baby, let me tell you. I see it's the same pretty woman with a brand new style. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's dying. Celebration, fellas, come on, everyone, let me hear you clap now if this is your jam.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yo, it's the weekend, baby. It's Friday, August the 17th. I don't know about you, but inspiration has pumped me up. It has given me more inspiration to live just a little bit bigger, to dream just a little bit bigger, to work just a little bit harder. And I hope it will do the same for you. I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for a book that you want to get inspired about, pick up Inspiration. Crystal McCrary is the author. It's profiles of Black women changing our world. And I said to Crystal, they just happen to be Black women, but they are powerful women of the world that will inspire us all to get with it, to start living. It's never too late to live your dream. And when you check out other people's journey, you know, it speaks to that word, what? Possibility. Y'all, it's the weekend. We have had an incredibly great week. An incredibly great morning. We hope that you have too. Go to our website. You can check out Crystal's work there at www.onpointcxmas.com. Remember, you can contact us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302 or phone us at 318-445-5658. Y'all, I feel great. It's the weekend and the possibilities are endless. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday.